It's the morning mess here. Here's another one. Mila's on the line. Mila, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, love. So you suspect that your best friend is cheating on your brother?
Yes.
And you're calling on behalf of your brother? Does he know you're calling into the show, or you just want to put her on blast?
I want to put her on blast. He has no idea. I love my brother to death. He's the best thing, my best friend, you know, but he is clueless when it comes to stuff like this. So I just need to hear it from her and put an end to this horrible mess.
So how did this all start?
So Christina and I became friends in college like about 8 years ago-ish. And we've been basically like inseparable sisters, you know. And she's more quiet on the reserved one. And I'm more outgoing, outspoken. And for the past 8 years, like she's been with my family hanging out. Like we go on vacations together. Like my family really like adopted her in a way. Slowly but surely, she and my brother started dating like about a year and a half ago. And at first I wasn't really thrilled just because, God forbid, they don't work out. Like I just didn't want to be put in the middle. But then I'm like, you know what? I love both of you. If this makes you happy, I'll support it. And so far, like it's been really good. But then another friend of mine in our group, she called me and asked, hey, is Christina still with your brother? And I'm like, yeah, like what's going on? And so she told me that she saw Christina the other night at a bar, very, very drunk, making out with this random guy who was not my brother, and then saw her leave with him. So like, I do want to give Christina somewhat of the benefit of the doubt. It could have been like one time, you know, like she got really messed up and she was really drunk and just made a mistake. Or be someone she's seen behind my brother's back. So, like, I never expected this from her because, like I said, she's quiet, reserved, not very extroverted. I'm just was very shocked by that. But, like, I've seen her since this whole conversation with my other friend, and Christina has not said anything to me. We tell each other everything. So the fact that she hasn't admitted this to me or hinted at something, I know she's hiding something. So I just thought this would be the best way to get answers for myself and my brother.
Okay. You painted that story perfectly. You're a great sister. And basically, we're calling her up, right?
Yes.
So we're going to call Christina, offer the free romantic hotel stay, and see if she puts your brother's name under the reservation. Your brother's name again?
Tyler.
Now, if she doesn't say Tyler, says someone else, is your brother Tyler listening? Does he know this is going on? Or are you recording this? Do you need a copy of this to send you so you could play for him?
I would love a copy because he's not listening. He should be at work right now, hopefully.
And he has no idea that his girlfriend was out with some other dude?
No.
You're not scared to put your friendship at risk here? I mean, you got to do what you got to do, but
yeah,
you might lose a friend.
Mm-hmm.
If she's cheating on my brother, then screw her. Like, I'm sorry, family first.
Do you think your brother would forgive her, though? So, like, you say, screw you, I don't want to be friends with you, you're dead to me. And then your brother forgives her. Now what?
He will not forgive her because he does not deal with cheating whatsoever.
No second chances.
All right.
No.
This is very interesting.
This is. All right. Get ready for a possible cat fight. Are we ready, gang gang?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Staycation setup time.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Christina?
This is Christina. Who's this?
Hi, Christina. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. And I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. No, thank you.
I can see that you're really hesitant. I completely understand, but we're new to the North Scottsdale area, so if you haven't heard of us, I completely get it. But we want to change that and host you and a guest in our brand new penthouse suite with a honeymoon package.
I'm so sorry. I always feel bad having to hang up on telemarketers and stuff, but like, no, thank you.
Well, Christina, it is completely free. All we ask in return for this day is a Google or Yelp review, so we wouldn't charge you anything. All we want is that review and your experience.
Okay, I mean, I'll hear you out for sure.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Christina. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here
Thank
at the Aurora Hotel, of course. And we address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. It's something fun. So I can write this note down whenever you're ready. And then, yeah, just let me know and I'll be ready for you.
Oh, geez. Okay, let's definitely go sweet then.
Okay.
And let's say, I love how you snort when you laugh.
Oh, okay. I'm sure that's a cute little inside joke with your person.
Yes.
Okay, I love it. Well, I have that written down for you, Christina. So just one more question here. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
His name is Tony. Yeah, Tony. Are you f***ing kidding me? I have to go tell my brother that my best friend is cheating on him.
Hey, Christina, really quick, we legally got to let you know you're live on the radio with our show called The Morning Mess. We were praying that you said her brother's name, Tyler, for the reservation. I guess we're all wondering who Tony is.
I'm sorry, what?
Mila called us suspecting that you were cheating with another guy. It got back to her that you were at a bar with some other dude, and obviously you're dating a brother. So we have a segment where people call in to catch people cheating, and obviously you are cheating on her brother. So do we want to confess to this?
Mila, why are you doing this right now? Don't act all f***ing innocent and play victim because I'm putting you on the spot. What you're doing is so f***ed up. You're f***ing my family, and that's where I'm not going to let this slide.
I was eventually going to say something and, like, tell him everything because obviously I feel bad. I don't know. Like, I still love him, but come on. Like, it ran its course, and now I'm, like, in too deep. So what am I supposed to do?
So you cheat on him.
The simple answer, Christina, is break up with him. You give her the heads up, and you date this other idiot.
I get that, but, like, it was just complicated, and, like, I'm sorry for the way that I'm handling it, but I wasn't ready to have that conversation yet. Like, I still love him.
Okay, well, like, maybe you should have had that conversation. Because here we are. Now you're going to lose not only your boyfriend and your best friend here. So you can imagine how she feels. Now she's stuck in the middle. Now she has to go tell her brother. Or, Mila, do you want her to tell him?
No, I don't want her to talk to me anymore. I don't want her to talk to my brother because you are a literal piece of
It's valid.
You should have been mature enough and tell him, I love you, but I don't want to be with you anymore.
Right.
And guess what? Everything would have been fine. You still would have had me as your best friend.
Fine.
You still would have had my family, but you ruined
it. Well, some best friend you are. Honestly, it's my business to talk to him about, and, like, this is not the way. Okay. Respectfully, like, I'm done.
Well, respectfully, you little I'm done.
Yeah. Wow.
And Tyler's done too.
Yeah. She speaks on her brother's behalf. Well, she hung up. Mila, you have every right to be this upset. I mean, literally, all she had to do was tell you she's breaking up with your brother. And you would have been fine with that, right?
I would have been. But for her to go around and cheat on him.
I bet you Tony doesn't even know that she's in a relationship. Who even knows
that? I know. Maybe he doesn't even know.
I doubt it.
Yeah, she doesn't give me introvert vibes at all. The way she was talking, that doesn't seem like someone who's shy.
No. I mean, when I was on the phone with her, I thought she sounded super sweet. So I don't know, maybe it's a shtick.
She likes the shtick. I'll tell you that much.
You made it too easy.